joining us, one of the great 49ers of all time. Roger Craig is with us. Good morning, Roger.
Rick and Chris.
How's everything? How's life treating you?
Good. Looking forward to this going live this Friday on Chattergraph. It's going to be awesome. Trying to get the fans, get their questions in now. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And it's really an awesome way to communicate with the fans and basically give them a great experience. You know, we have this cool transcript, certificate, of the conversation autographed by me or by some other athletes and, like with the NBA or NFL players or baseball legends. It's really a cool way to, give that fan that unique experience. So I'm really looking forward to this Friday at 5 o'clock. I'm going live. It's going to be awesome.
Now, when I think about asking you a question on Chattergraph, one, I would say, how much would you have loved to have played in Levi's Stadium? Have you been there?
I've been there a few times. Yeah, it's an awesome stadium. I'm looking forward to going to a lot of the games this year. What I really like about the stadium is the Hall of Fame Museum. Hmm. It's really cool. It's 20,000 square feet. You go in, they have these cool statues of all the Hall of Fame players from the 49ers in there. So it's kind of really cool, unique, the way to kind of start the game off. You know, you go through the Hall of Fame room, see all the greats, and then go out and watch the boys kick some butt. And I don't have a problem with the boys this year. You know, they're going to be okay. You know, preseason, you don't put your stars out there and beat them up, the four games. You just don't do that. The 49ers are going to be fine. They have a great group of guys that Harbaugh put together this year, in the draft. And, I'm looking forward to seeing, the running back from Ohio State.
Carlos Hyde,
yeah. Looking forward to seeing him, help Frank out a little bit. And they're going to be explosive. I think they're going to have a great team this year.
What of the, whether it's the photos or the mementos in Levi's Stadium that you saw meant the most to you, whether it's a memento from your career or a photo that from a behind-the-scenes photo, is there something there that really jumped out at you or touched you?
Well, I just think it's just more the history that, like in a museum, just the players that, the statues, that kind of like gets you pumped up for the game. And then all the different, Levi Strauss, just having their name on the stadium, that's part of San Francisco. That's a little bit of history there, So there's going to be a lot of history made in that stadium. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Roger Craig joins us here, Bucher, Towney, and Huff, 95.7 The Game. And you know what they say about father time and running backs. When you hit that age of 30, that's when running backs can really see a decline. What is the key? What was the key for you as you got older and you stayed productive?
Well, I just try to, keep doing the same things in the off season. Walter Payton gave me some valuable advice, some real valuable advice. He said to never lose your endurance. So I really haven't lost my endurance. Even after I retired from football, I run marathons, as you know. I host a half marathon in San Jose. It's October 5th. And so I've been running marathons for the last, 10, 12 years, and I'm having fun. But, the main thing is you got to keep that spirit, that you don't get, bored. A lot of guys, get to a point in their career that, they get a little bored and then they kind of fall off the cliff a little bit, and you got to keep it, keep it really, interesting and just wanting to just keep getting better. How can you get better? That's what Jerry Rice and myself, and a few other players, we always challenge ourselves how we can get better. I mean, we did the little things, and as far as, working on the fundamentals of the game, so the small things turn out to be great things for us later on in our career.
I don't know if you saw the game last night, the Johnny Manziel RG3 square off, but Whether you did or you didn't, give me just your general take of Johnny Football.
Well, he still has a lot to learn. You know, he's just a young kid, and it's, you know, the guy's going to be coming after him because of who he is. He has to be ready for that, and hopefully his teammates going to protect him, because you know defenses out there are very violent. I mean, they're violent, man. You know, so if you're not big and strong, man, you won't have a long career. You know, so he has to make sure he does all the right things. You know, when he's on the football field, and be accountable when he's on the football field, and not, you know, get out of his elements and just stick to the program, stick to the game plan, and don't think that, you know, he has to win by himself. You know, he has other players that, you know, he can hand the ball off to, or just don't try to force things, and he'll learn through time. You know, like all the other quarterbacks.
3-time Super Bowl champion, 4-time Pro Bowler Roger Craig joins us here, 49er grade, on Bucher, Towney, and Huff. You know, a lot of people, they don't go on these long playoff runs and Super Bowl runs year after year after year. The Niners, 3 straight NFC title games plus an appearance in the Super Bowl. What's the key to keeping your edge when you've gone through so many of these playoff runs?
Well, you know, the main thing is, you know, you got to keep it fresh, you know. And you want to try to keep getting better. You know, you want to challenge yourself as far as, you know, I know our guys have had success the last 3 years. You know, they made their NFC Championship 3 times and Super Bowl 1 time. You know, so they have a lot, you know, they should have a lot of experience, you know, of knowing how to get there. You know, they got a taste of it now. You know, I never missed a playoff ever in my life, so I don't know what it feels like to be on a losing team. You know, I played 11 consecutive playoffs and won, you know, 3 Super Bowls. But, you know, you got to find a way to get better every year. You know, you've got to, you know, figure out, you know, this is what I need to, you know, do to help my team, you know, take my team to the next level. And I think the guys are willing to do that. You know, once you get a taste of that success, you want more, you know. So I just, you know, pray that my guys, you know, they don't get too comfortable and not challenge themselves to get better, you know, every time they step on a football field. Because, you know, you got a lot of fans out there that really support the 49ers, and you don't want to let the fans down.
We were talking about the Paul McCartney concert at Candlestick, and the fact that the lights were on as we were driving up for the show at the beginning of the week, and realizing that's going away. That they're blowing that up.
The wrecking ball's coming.
It's going to disappear. What is that going to be like for you, knowing that when you drive past Candlestick Point, that place that you had so many memories and became a legend in?
Yeah.
Is no longer there.
Well, it's gonna be a little sad feeling. Maybe I might go out there and cry a couple tears, you know, when they tear it down on that day, seeing that wreck, that ball go in and crush the stadium, you know. But you know, it was time for us to have a new stadium. I'm not saying that, you know. I mean, I would love for it to, you know, to have a stadium in San Francisco, but you know, if you look at our fan base. You know, from Santa Clara to Gilroy and to Fresno, 60% of our fans are in the South.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from, you know, 35% is from Stockton to Reno, you know. So it's only really like 5% in San Francisco. So basically, you know, the fans in the South are really, it's going to help them, you know.
Sure.
They don't have to drive as far.
Right.
And what Jed York did was, you know, he brought a little bit of San Francisco to down to Santa Clara when he put Levi Strauss' name on the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, so he did bring a little, you know, some of the love from San Francisco. But it doesn't really matter where the stadium is. It's just making sure our fans have a great environment that they're going to sit in and watch the game. Just like the Giants Stadium, you know. Every time you go to a Giants Stadium, win or lose, they know how to make it a great experience. And that's the bottom line. People, they spend their money, they want to have a great experience. You know, hopefully the 49ers stadium, that they'll give that, you know, to our fans. And that's what it's all about. It's not about, you know, where the players are at. It's about the people who come and support the team. And I'm all for the fans.
Hey, we have about a minute. I just wanted to ask you, as a player going into a brand new stadium, if you were going in there to play, what are the things that you would want to check out about Levi? What would be most important to you to figure out how your new home was going to work?
Well, you know, the field is always the big thing is your surface. And I'm not for sure, you know how the surface is, you know, and then the noise, you know, how the echo of the fans, you know, when they cheer, you know, is it going to be too loud or? But you
can
know,
it be too loud?
Thing, the main thing is. No, you know, no, I mean, we want it to be loud, but you know what I mean? But, the main thing is, you know, when you step out in that field, you want to feel like this is your home, you know, and it's going to take a few games to feel comfortable in that stadium, you know, regard, you know, that's the way it is, you know, you want to make this your home though. You want to create history and you want to win in that stadium, you know, so, when you step out in the field, you're going to have confidence that you're going to, you know, do some great things there. You know, that's the main thing is, you know, getting W's. That's all what matters.
This Friday, chatograph.com. Sign up. You can chat with Niner legend Roger Craig. You can follow Chatograph on Twitter and check out the live chat Friday at 5 p.m. We'll be checking you out, Chatograph, 5 p.m. on Friday. Roger, be well. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I'm looking forward to chatting with everyone and giving out these great transcript certificates of the conversation autographed by myself. So it's going to be awesome.
Sounds great.
And
thanks, Roger.
And a question you're going to have, you better not become a Kings fan with your buddy Vivek Ranadive.
You know I'm a Warrior fan.
All right.
I'm a Warrior fan, man.
Thanks,
man.
Take care. Have a good morning, Roger.
I told him that, too. I'm like, hey, I know you're the Kings owner, but I'm a Warrior fan, man.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you.
All right, thanks.
Roger.